Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Illinois House GOP leader Jim Durkin, the Republican from Western Springs, joins us again. Jim, thanks for picking up the phone. How are you today?
I'm doing great, John. Good to hear from you.
Snopes, of all places, has a piece about the Illinois Safety Act. And they ask the question, does Illinois Safety Act make some violent crimes non-detainable before trial? That is, these people are just going to be released. And they judge that accusation to be false. What do you want us to know about that Safety Act?
Well, Snopes is false. I was there for it. And I was on the floor when this terrible piece of legislation was passed. The Safety Act has many aspects to it, but one of the most concerning parts of it is this issue of no cash bail, which I've referred to as a ticking time bomb in the Chicagoland area, the suburbs, and the rest of the state on January 1st, which states that any charge which is only charges that can be subject to a detention hearing, which is a new name for a bond hearing, are those which are defined as a forcible felony under Illinois law, and also ones which are non-probationable. And they also, you need to be able to detain somebody. They have to pose, the state has to prove that they're a specific and real threat to the community. The cases that are not subject to, I'll give you some examples of laws or statutes that don't comply with this or not detainable are second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, arson, aggravated battery, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, and any drug offense, no matter if it's 100 kilos of fentanyl or 1 gram of heroin, none of those cases can be subject to cash bail. There will be no detention hearing. They will be giving a slip of paper and say, you know what, we believe in the honor system, so I hope you do too. So show up in court.
I'm mystified that those are not there. You're not the first one to point that out to us, because the list of things for which a judge can order somebody detained start at murder, start at treason, actually, and work all the way down to stalking or aggravated stalking, domestic battery, etc. There's a whole litany of charges on that list of things for
there's
which somebody can be detained.
There, but there's a lot, but there's so many more which will not be subject to detention based on the way that the Democrats have crafted this law.
Yeah.
It is a terrible, terrible error and a mistake that they have made, and the public will suffer because of that. We need to make sure the courts have the absolute discretion to make a decision of whether or not somebody should be detained, as they traditionally have. So, John, I think a lot of this is just this misnomer that for some reason that there is low-level drug defendants and, you know, pickpockets are sitting in Cook County Jail, but the Cook County Jail is at about 40% capacity. So it's just not the case. So this is a terrible, terrible piece of legislation that's going to have an impact on public safety. We're seeing what has happened in New York City and also New York State, where the governor has ran as far away from this no cash bail that they put into place a couple of years ago, and it's going to affect her reelection chances.
I'm troubled by that, and I'm going to get to the bottom of why the Democrats let it out, because they don't want any more than you or I those people to be able to run amok. So I can't explain why that's not in there. It does seem to be something that needs to be amended or fixed. But I do understand the idea that there are plenty of people, but for having a small amount of money, languish in jail, some of them, in fact, not guilty of a crime. If that were our only concern, what should we do about that?
Well, what we should do is that we should exempt out and carve out people who have been charged with low-level drug offenses or petty theft, retail theft. But, John, let me just say this. Those individuals, maybe 15 years ago, they were sitting in at 26 California in the lockup, and they were languishing for a long time. It's just not the case anymore. It is just not the case where you have these individuals who are indigent, who've been picked up for low-level offenses, are being detained unnecessarily and also for a long period of time. That is just not the case. So this is the whole narrative of why we have to pass this law is not based on truly on fact. in what is actually happening out in the real world.
I wish then the literature that's going out about it were more forceful and truthful. Don't bend the facts. You know, it seems to me like enough of them are on your side that you don't need to scare people or mislead people. I'm not speaking about you specifically, Jim, but a lot of rhetoric is being put out that, in fact, is not true about this act.
Well, you know what? I've seen some of it, but the fact is, and I've seen the what some groups have put out, but what they have stated is the truth. The different crimes that are not going to be subject to bail. Think about this. Arson, kidnapping, robbery. There is no place, there is no circumstance where the court can hold them, nor a detention hearing can be held. And that's the truth.
I don't, John, wait, hold on, but I don't know that to be true. You're saying that if somebody is accused of arson, that they cannot be held? The law says that if there is a specific real or present threat to anyone, then a judge could hold them. Correct?
John, that's only if it has to be, before you get to that, you get to that analysis, that crime has to be, one, it has to be a forcible felony,
which is
arson is not, it is not under forcible, it's not defined under forcible felony. And two, it has to be non-probationable. And arson is in itself, it's not aggravated arson, but arson in itself is non-probationable. So it does not qualify under the law. And the judge cannot make a decision, and they'll never have a determination to make on holding this person for trial. So that is the truth of it. Arson is not, it's not defined as forcible. It's a probationable offense, and it will not be subject to a detention hearing.
I expect you're right about that, Jim. I'm not going to argue this
John,
point
I feel very confident.
No, I believe you on that, but here's trust me, I know you have. I'm going to run what you just said by the other side tomorrow and see how it is that they left that door open, because that makes no sense to me. One other thing that we've been hearing is the Scream ad. You have seen the Scream ad, correct?
I have.
What is your reaction to that?
It's very, very disturbing. It's a disturbing ad, but it's reality. This is a video that was in the public domain from the Chicago Police Department, and I don't have any authorship of it. But we do have a terrible, terrible crime problem that has not gone away, and it is going to be perpetuated.
Do you know if that woman gave her? Do you know if that woman consented to having her crime, her being a victim of a crime, used in that ad?
No, I'm not aware of that.
I don't either, but I sure hope that she did, because otherwise I think we're victimizing her twice.
I think it's a tough ad, and you know, but I also believe that ad was taken from the Chicago Police Department. It was in the public domain and somehow from their website, but it's a tough ad. And John, this is a tough business. The Democrats don't play powder puff with us. And I'm not defending this ad or not, but this is a very, very, every cycle gets more difficult than the past, and the attacks are worse. And that is unfortunately what politics have become in Illinois and also throughout the nation.
I'm glad you gave us some time today, Jim. I am going to do a follow-up on this tomorrow, and then maybe you the next day, and then them the next day. But I'm going to continue to.
John, if you want, I'd love to be able to be on the phone with the that Democrat who is going to defend their position on it. I'm available tomorrow. I'd love to be able to be part of it.
Senator Ron Martwick was the one we spoke to last time, and I'll set you up on that. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk maybe tomorrow this time.
I'd love to. Thank you very much.
It's Jim Durkin from Western Springs.